Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Opel and the all-new Opel Crossland. Beauty isn't scared of life.
Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
The government is said to be considering the return of non-contact sports training for children along with golf and tennis as part of the plans to ease the restrictions early next month. We want to have a brief word about this now with Philip Ryan, political editor with the Irish Independent. Good morning, Philip.
Good morning, Claire.
So outdoor activities, first of all, what are you hearing about what might be permitted from Easter Monday?
Yeah, well, we have had a commitment from the government that they would consider some outdoor activities and the gradual return of sport. And the few things that they are looking at are allowing golf and tennis to return, because that's more or less individual sports. People aren't engaging with each other on pitches and things like that. And then they're also looking at allowing non-contact training in pods. You might remember back to late last year and in the autumn and summer, that was permitted when the virus was at a certain level. But they're only looking at that for children's and underage training, really, rather than allowing it at the higher levels of clubs. But what they'd seen happen over the last year is that along with the training, and we also saw with the club matches, that it leads to other events, people gathering after and before matches and things like that. And that leads to a greater spread of the virus. And then the final thing that they are examining ahead of this April 5th date is inter-county GAA, allowing some sort of training there at the most senior level of GAA ahead of the National League returning, hopefully in May, I think has been earmarked as a possible date.
And Philip, what about meeting up, households meeting up outside?
Yeah, they've promised to look at that as well. So there will be some expanding of the number of people who can meet up outside. At present, we're allowed to meet up with one other household, but only for the purpose of exercise. We've seen in the past that being expanded to six, four. So those figures are kind of being knocked around at the moment. But all will depend on the virus, the vaccine and variants and all the other aspects which will have to be considered and mulled over by ENFIT and before any of these decisions are taken.
Okay, and not so good news for non-essential retail and also for hairdressers and other personal services.
Yeah, I don't think anybody suspects any of that returning next month. Possibly it'll be reviewed later in April ahead of a decision in May. But as we've seen from this, the path ahead plan, as they call it, there's no real detail of when any of these things will return, and it's kind of a day-by-day approach, week-by-week approach the government has taken on reopening society this time around, as it seems the virus is becoming more and more predictable. When you see in recent days it's kind of spiked up again. Next week you're going to have St. Patrick's Day, and who knows what that could do, and all the other factors that will have to be considered over the coming month.
Well, either way, Philip, the message is that whatever happens on the 5th of April, it's going to be very limited, isn't it?
Oh, I think they've teed us up for that, and I don't think they have a big surprise in their back pocket to suddenly reopen society at on a greater scale than they flagged. The 5 kilometre may go to 20 kilometres. You may be able to meet up a few more people outside, and you may be able to go swing a golf club or a tennis racket, and that's about it.
All right, Philip, thank you very much for bringing us that. Philip Ryan there from the Irish Independent. Coming up, we'll be speaking to the head of the HSE, Paul Reid, who will be here with us in the studio.
Email todaycb@rte.ie.